Vayter in Shas. We are in Meseches Avodah Zarah. Daf Ayin Gimel. Pick it up at the top of the page. By the Mishnah. Zok the Elikah Mishnah. Yayin Nesach Aser. It's Aser. V'Oser and Asers Bikolshu. With a tiny little amount, that's what will be Aser. As we're going to see right now, it's not only wine, but even water that was used for Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, just the top Rashi, Mayim B'Mayim. We didn't read it yet, but Mayim Shen is Kansu Levodos Kachab Naflu B'Mayim Deheter. So we're following, says the Mishnah. Yayin B'Yayin U'Mayim B'Mayim Bikolshu. Water and wine and wine and water and water with a kosher, with a little bit of amount that's going to answer it. Yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin, but let's say it's a flip. You have the avodah zarah water, avodah zarah wine, they get mixed one with the other, then but no same time. It's only going to answer it if it gives the amount, which is no same time. So if usher water falls into wine, or usher wine falls into water, it's got to be no same time. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Min b'mino b'mashu, if it's its own type, then it's going to be usher b'mashu, a tiny amount, because you don't have a taste difference over there. So you have wine that falls into other wine, there's zero difference in the taste. It's going to be usher immediately. There's nothing to be mevatel the taste, so to speak. Because shalom mina b'no same time, if it's not in the same min, then it depends on no same time. Kiyasa says in Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimyam Rav Yochanan Hamari Yain Nesach Mechavas Labar Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo. If someone pours Yain Nesach from a barrel into a cistern that has mutter water wine, even if he does it all day long. So imagine you have this cistern that's filled with mutter wine, and then you go and you start pouring into it usher wine. So what happens is, as it falls in, what happens is it gets batel. Every drop that falls in, it gets batel. So if you continue it the whole day, then afil kayom kula, rishon batel. Each drop that falls into it is going to be batel by the mutter wine that's in it. All the wine is actually going to be mutter. Even though you end up having a lot more yayin nesach in there than actual... help me out, I can't think of the word. Mutter wine, still it's going to be mutter. Clearly, Rav Yochanan is not going like our Mishnah, who says, Mamashu, it's aser. Right? He says it's able to be batal here. Rishon batal. Tanan, Tanan. That was, sorry, it was Rav Dimi, the name of Rav Yochanan. So now the Gemara comes along and challenges Rav Dimi. It says, Tanan, but we learned in our Mishnah, Yadisach aser ve'oser ve'kolshu. My labs, the Konafit Lisur, the Goli Terra. We're talking about a case where the Isser fell into the Heter and still it's going to be batal. It's going to remain aser, which goes against Rav Dimi and the name of Yochanan, who says that each one a little bit is going to become batal. So it's low, the Konafit Terra, the Goli Surah. The Mishnah is talking about where the mutter stuff fell into the usher stuff. In that case, each drop of mutter wine becomes batel from the majority of yayin nesach that's found over there. But if you flip, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, so you don't have a raya. So therefore, now Rav Dimi makes sense. Toshima, bless us, Akasha against Rav Dimi from somewhere else. What was that? The actual end of the Mishnah. Yayin bimayim, if wine falls into water, but no sin tam. Then it depends by no sin tam. My love to go nafal chamer de isur lamay de ter. Aren't we talking about a case where the usher wine falls into the mutter wine, water, mutter water? And yet, nonetheless, the Mishnah says that if the amount of usher grows to a point where it's giving it tam, then the water is going to be usher, and we don't say that each drop is going to be batel. This is more loud. It's flipping again. It's talking about the case where the mutter wine is falling into usher water, and therefore it's a batel and usher every drop that's going in. What do you mean? But the ratio is talking about usher water. You just said it must be the sefer is also talking about usher water. Not that it's mutter wine into usher water, but this is. We just said it's talking about falling into usher water. It must be the sefer is also talking about usher water. Water that right, fell into the wine. It's usher water. So what do we see? That we don't say that each drop of nesach becomes batel in the majority of the liquid underneath, which goes against Rav Dimi. Now, the entire Mishnah is talking about where the mutter stuff falls into usher stuff. Veresha de kanafil chamra dehetera, mutter wine, lamayim asura. Sev de kanafil mayim dehetera, mutter water, lechamra disura. So I know I said usher water, but the Sev is talking about mutter water, because it's really always talking about that hetera is falling into usher. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, I'm Rav Yochanan. I'm Ari Yayin Nesach Mitzar Tzur Katan Labora Filikolim Kulo. If someone pours wine, Yayin Nesach, from a small pitcher into a big cistern as mutter wine, even if he does it all day, then what happens? Rishon Batal, it's going to be Batal. Right? By the mutter wine that's in there, the wine is going to be mutter. Even if it ends up being afterwards, if there's a majority of Yayin Nesach, it's in there, but it was Batal as it went. V'dafka tzartzor katan v'lo nafsa mude. This heter is only the small pitcher that doesn't have a big spout. Aval chaviz denefesh amude lo. But when you're pouring wine from a barrel that's a big amount, and this heter doesn't apply anymore. But it's not like tipa tipa, but it's rather like one big thing coming in, therefore it wouldn't be mavatlet. Kiyase ravin amar rav Yochanan. Yayin nesech shenafel labor. Yayin falls in. As mutter wine there. Fenafel sham kiton shamayim. And a flask of water falls there also. Roin es haheter kilu eno. We look at the mutter wine as though it's not there. Veshar, and what remains of the wine, the usher wine, Mayim rough and a love of Atlano, so the water overwhelms it and nullifies it. So a very big din over here, right? You have min that falls into min ve'eno mino. We look at the mino like it's not there, and the eno mino is min v'atle. Kosser of Shmuel by Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan. When Rav Shmuel by Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, right, he said in the name of Yochanan, lo shon elo shen nafel kiton shamayim tchila. That din is only if the water mutter fell in first before the yayin fell in. Avalon nafel sham kiton shamayim tchila. The water didn't fall in first. Matza min es mino v'neir. Then we say that the min fell in with mino. It finds its own type and it strengthens it. Right. So as soon as the yayin nesach mixes in with the wine over there, it answers the wine right away. And then what happens? When the water falls in, it becomes bottle from everything that's put together over there. There are others that come and teach this Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. I've been talking about our Mishnah. Yayin be yayin kolshu. Wine and wine is going to answer it with a kolshu. Our Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Rav Yochanan, lo shenu ela shelo nafal sham kizan shamayim. That's only water didn't fall in. Aval nafal sham kizan shamayim. It's a heter kilu ino. We look at the heter like it's not there. Vashar and the rest of the wine. The Aser wine, what's remaining is that Aser wine, Mayim Ravin Alavim Vatan, so the water overcomes it. Ma'ika Bain Le Damasni La Masnisan Bain Le Damasni La De Ravin. What's the difference whether you teach it on that Mishnah or you teach it on the Din of Ravin? Man Damasni La Masnisan Lo Bait Chila. The one who teaches it is going on our Mishnah, doesn't need the water to fall in first in order to nullify the Aser wine. Even if the wine fell in first and the water fell in afterwards, we say that the water is going to nullify the yayin nesach itself, and there's no longer any yayin nesach in the mixture that to aser the wine that's over there with its mashu. Man demasila the ravin boit chila. Then it has to be that the water falls in first, right? According to the first version. We can't say that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda is saying that the mixture is mutter, even though the water falls in after the Yayin Nesach, because he would then be adding nothing to that of Ravin, who already said that if water fell into the mixture is going to be mutter. Therefore, he meant to say that Ravin's kula is only when the water falls in first. Yetmar, it was stated, Yayin Nesech Shenafel Abar. You have Yayin Nesech that falls into mutter water. And then a flask of water falls in. Beep, turn the page. Amar Chizkiya, Higdilu Beiser. If the wine and the water in this mixture is increased by adding this usher wine, in other words, if the usher wine was thrown in afterwards, then usher. So the water goes in first, and then it's bottled over there. Now the wine falls in afterwards, and that is Rashi's higdilu amayin v'yayin be'iser shenafel yayin nesach besof v'higdilu usher v'lo aminan roin is aheter kilu eino ele yayin nesach mitchaber lemino v'in amayin ravin alav v'kol shkeinu menafel mayin besof k'damin aleil. Then an usher. Higdil of heter, if they increase through the addition of mutter wine, and if the mutter wine was added to this mixture last, then mutter. It's got to be mutter. Because in this case, the water was already batal, I'm sorry, or is mevatel the yain nesach before it mixed with the mutter wine. And once the yain nesach was batel, we don't say that its iser wakes up again when it meets up with the wine afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel like igdilu be'iser, even if they increased through usser wine, even if this iser wine was put in last, mutter is still going to be mutter. Amar the Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the Rabbi Yizera, lemechizkiel of Rabbi Yochanan bepukti Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Benkel. If you can see their argument in that argument. The tank is going to the Mishnah in Orla. Saor shel chulin v'shel truma shenaflu v'tocha yisa. If you have saor, which is a leavening property, right, that fall of chulin and of truma that falls into dough, lo bezeket lachas, lo bezeket lachas. You don't have enough for each individual one to be machmitz the dough. It's starfu v'chimtzu, but they combine together and they're machmitz. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Acher Acheron Aniba, I go according to the last one. So if the chulin saor fell in last, then the dough is going to be chulin. You can read my anyone. If the true one falls in last, then it's going to be on the karnik period. V'chamim omrim bein shanafel yisur b'tchila bein shanafel bein b'sof eino asa achi bo kedi achmitz. The dough is not going to be asa until there was enough in the usher thing to do it on its own. In this case, a truma thing. So it's going to be chulin. V'tizbarach. Square says, come on, you want to say that these two machloksim are the same? Vamar Abaye, lo shanu ela shakala mesila kazisa. They taught the din, I mean, Rav Les is matering the dough where the chulin saor fell in last is only where one came and removed the truma stuff before the mutter stuff fell in. Avaloka the mesila kazisa, if he didn't go and remove it, then usher, then dough is going to be usher, even though the usher stuff fell in first. Chizkiya damrita, come on, who's Chizkiya saying like? Ella b'hacha, he's not saying like Rabbi Eliezer or like the Chamim. Ella hacha b'roin kamifigli. Rather, Chizkiya and Yochanan are arguing in reference to roin. How do we look at something like? Look at the mutter wine like if it's not there. The Chizkiya less lay roin. Chizkiya doesn't have this yet. We look at it like it's not there. Rabbi Yochanan is lay. He says we do have this then where we look at it like that. Rashi says, "Suffer kiven denafel nesach lemino v'sheinu mino roin is mino kilo eno v'sheinu mino rabba lovem mavatlo." Rabbi Yochanan Rowan, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold to that din that we look at like it's not there? For you mean Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan? He asked him, "Stay kosher. So you have two cups of wine, echad shechul and echad shetruma. Umazgan, you mix them all together."
Pardon, not that you mix them together, but mazgan mean you diluted them by adding water. That says b'mayim lefikol chayayin. If yesh b'mayim shebishteim kedei levatel shetruma berov. There's enough water in both of them to go mix it berov. Ve'ervan zebazeh, now you mix the two of them together. Ma'o, what's going to be the din? Do we look at the chulin wine as though it's not there, and then the waters of the two of them are going to be nullifying the truma wine? Or do we say that the truma wine is going to make the chulin wine b'aser, I mean, it's going to make a truma, and the combined waters are not enough to be mevatel both those wines together? Ve'lo pashutle, but he wasn't able to answer the question. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this idea of roin. Says Gemara, meikar lo pashutle. And originally he didn't answer. L'meso pashutle, but eventually he did answer. Then he say roin. Itmar nami, amir v'amir Rabbi Yochanan, v'amir v'amir Rabbi Asi, amir Rabbi Yochanan, shnei kosos, if you have two cups of wine, echad shechul and echad shetruma. Umazga, and you go to mizikas akos, fares in the bazaar, and you mix them together. Roin is a hefer, kilo, and you look at the kasate, v'ashar, mayim rabim malav, v'vata l'so. Like we just said, that's what we do. We clearly say it's roin. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, ze'aklal, this is general rule, min b'mino b'mashu, v'shalo b'mino b'n no same time. Ravish, one number to viable them, say, kol esun shavitar, b'mino b'mashu. If it's min b'mino, then it's b'mashu. Shalom b'mino b'mino same time. If it's not, it's min, then it's according to taste. Zeh klal. When the Mishnah says this is the rule, la'asuyim, what's coming to include? La'asuyim kol isurim shebe Torah. It's going to include all isurim in the Torah. And they also are going to make a mutter thing of their own kind in min b'mino is going to be b'mashu. Rabbi Yochanan Rishalkes Shomer Tavayo Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Bein B'Minim Bein Shalov B'Minim, whether it's in Min or not Minim, but no same time. It goes according to no same time. Chutz Mitevel V'Yainesach Sefer Tevel and Yainesach B'Minim B'Mashu, when it's with its own Min, then it's B'Mashu V'Shalov B'Minim B'No same time. Then it's going to be B'No same time. V'Zeklal, and this is a general of Suyeh, what's it coming to include? Tevel, it's coming to include the produce that you did not take off Trumas and Maisers from.
That's all it's including. Tani Kavah said to Rabbi Shmuel, if a Braisa would support him, Tani Kavah said to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakash. Tani Kavah said to Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah, B'mina B'mashu, Shol Mina B'no Sitam. Tani Kavah said to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakash, Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah, B'mina Shol Mina B'no Sitam. Chol Yitzmei Tal B'yai Nesach, B'mina B'mashu, Shalo B'mina B'no Sitam. Bishlo M'yai Nesach, Mishum Chomer Dovaz Gochabim. Okay, so we understand Yai Nesach, it's going to be more machmir than other things because of Avodah Zarah. You want to stay away from that. El Tevel, my time, what's the reason that Tevel is more chamor than other things? Kehetero kachisuro, like its heter, is its iser. Just like it's able to matter something in such a small amount, you have a whole field and a little bit can be matter, so too it's iser as well. The slight amount of tevo is going to be enough to ma'as or something. Damar Shmuel, chitachas pateras akri. In order to be get out of something from being tevo, you take off truma, you only need chitachas, one tiny little amount, and then you're good to go. Utanan nami achi, we also have a mishnah which says this idea, bameh amru tevel oser Bikoshu. With what did he say? Tevel's going to answer Bikoshu. Bimino, that's of its own type. Shalom Bimino, but no same time. But when it mixes with a mutter thing that's not its type, it's going to make it answer only if it is no same time. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.